No, I just go to work every day, ignore the noise, try to get better as a quarterback. And the approach I've had since the day I was drafted hasn't changed. Robert's the starting quarterback, I'm the backup quarterback, and I'm going to try to be the best backup quarterback I can be.
Joe Theismann had some very positive comments for you in the telecast the other night. Have you kind of heard what he said, and what do you think of that?
I haven't seen the TV copy of the game, but anything positive coming from Joe, I respect him. He's obviously as accomplished as a quarterback as has played here, having won a Super Bowl and done some good things. I'm just trying to do the best I can, keep getting better. I think that there were a lot of good plays in the game on Saturday night. There's a lot of plays I can look back and say, man, I'm better than that. I can do better than that. So, you can point out the positives, but you can just as much point out the negatives. And there's no doubt when you come away from that game that there's a lot of things to work on. I don't believe so. No, I haven't called him, but I don't think so.
Kirk, what's your goal for Thursday night? I mean, I guess it's kind of weird, but if everything goes according to plan, it's the last time you'd be playing this year. Is there anything that, like, does that, just the idea of that, going to Thursday night, do you want to try to show something special, knowing that, for years it's always been the whole prove your point or audition for whoever it may be?
Yeah, I'm excited for an opportunity to play again, knowing that you're probably going to play for sure as opposed to during the season. But if my mindset was that Thursday is going to be probably my last opportunity for a while, then I'm in trouble. And I'm never going to be the quarterback I want to be someday in this league. So my mindset has to be that when I walk off the field against Tampa, that it is not the end for me this year. And if that's my mindset, I'm in trouble. So, I know I'm going to play Thursday, and I'm excited about that. I got to be ready for Houston and every week after that.
How do you play? How do you block that out, Kirk? How do you literally not think of it? It's human nature?
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? I mean, that's, we as humans are going to naturally relax when we don't think we're the guy. And that's the challenge. That's what the character gets tested, and that's why not everybody can do this, and not everybody lasts, and not everybody plays 12 years, because it is challenging. And we're gonna try to withstand the test of time and see what happens. But hopefully, I'll still be in here 12 years talking to you guys.
You played in a quarter of the games since you got drafted, like those season games, which I think is more than you could have thought or imagined when you came into this. And I guess that sort of reinforces your always be ready mindset.
Yeah. I think as a backup quarterback, I have aspirations to someday be a starter, and I can't do that until I do my job as a backup. So I can't, look down the road too far. I need to be ready as a backup, which means play well in the preseason, and when called upon coming off the bench in the fourth quarter in December in a blizzard, I got to be ready. And if I'm not, I'll never be a starter. So one thing at a time, and the next step is Thursday night.
Do you look at this as an open competition, or is it, no, I need to resign myself, my role is backup, and I'm going to be, as you said, the best backup I can be?
Yeah, I try to fill the role that the coaches and that the organization asks of me, and what they've asked of me is to be a backup, and so I can't create a role that's not there. The role for me is to be a backup, and doggone it, I'm going to be the best backup I can be.
Kirk, where do you think your greatest progression has come this
yeah,
season?
Yeah, that's a good question. I do feel like I've taken steps. And, a lot of these preseason games, my attitude coming away from them has been, I'm really close to being pretty good. But I'm not there yet, but I'm close. And so that's exciting, because I feel like every day I'm taking a step closer and closer and closer, and I can feel it coming. And it's just that overall command of the offense, the command of the system, confidence, understanding of what the coaches want every time a play comes into my headset, just being able to execute it consistently.